This is the Kitzer of the Sicha on Purim and Chelek Chaf Aleph on page 206. The Rebbe begins with the Medrash that shares the story about what happened after the Gzeda against Yidden was signed and sealed and given to Haman. That Mordechai then was walking and he encountered the children that Boim Mibesa Sefer. And Haman followed Mordechai, and Mordechai asked one of the children, Psoikli Psukecha, and the child answered him, Altira mipachat pisayim umishoyas eshoam kisavai. The second child said, Ani karisi ayoyim, ubizea posaka madatim mibesa sefer, utsu eitzu vesufar, dabra dava velo yakum ki imonu keil. Posaka shlishi, the third child said, Vatzikna ani hu, vatzeva ani espol, ani esisi, vani esa, vani espol, vamalet. And then the Medrash says, Sochak fohoya sameach simcha gedoyla. Mordechai was very happy and excited. What's your excitement to the words of these children? That he's excited about the good news that he heard here from the children. So simply, the Mefarshim explain that the excitement and the joy of Mordechai was because he heard some level of nevuah. When a child says over a pasuk, it could be considered a nevuah, and that was Mordechai Simcha. The question here is, this detail that it says, that the children were boim mibesa sefer, that they were coming home from school, and that there were three children. Why are these details relevant for the point of the story? Simcha that Mordechai heard in the nevuah that these psukim represented. Also, when you look at the story, the three psukim that they set to Mordechai are not in the order the way they are in Nach, because the second two psukim are both in Yeshaya, but the first pasuk is in Mishle, which is later on. So why are the psukim quoted here out of order? Another thing is, when it comes to the second child, he gives a short introduction before he says the pasuk. He says, Ani karisi ayayim, ubizeh ha-pasuk amadati mibesa sefer. Why doesn't it say that by the first child? Does it mean that the first child only learned one pasuk that day? Another thing is, it says here that Mordechai was happy because of Psuris Tavis, that he heard good news. But it doesn't indicate that Mordechai heard a Nevuah. Why doesn't it say an expression of Nevuah if, like the Mefarshim say, this was a prophecy of some sort? Now, if you look in the Medrash, it goes on to say that after this Gzeda, I mean, this whole story here that the Medrash tells us happened with Mordechai, met these children coming from Beis HaSeif, it was right at the beginning, after the Gzeda was sealed. But then, the Megillah tells us, that Mordechai went out and was crying and screaming and aroused and awakened and inspired the Yidden to do tshuva and to daven to Hashem. But the question is, if he heard these psukim from the children, and this is a nevuah that everything will be fine, why is Mordechai going out and screaming and doing all this? So what we have to understand from all this is that you could see in the Lashon of the Medrash that it's a psura taiva, there was good news here, and Mordechai was joyous about this, but later on he still went and cried bitterly and screamed and brought Yidden to do tshuva. What's the pshat in this? So the point of the explanation over here is that if we look into the Megillah and what it says in Chazal regarding what the point, the source of the Gzeda of Haman against Yidden is, what we'll see is it all revolves around the Nekudas Hayadus, the Pintel Yid of the Yidden that was what brought about the Gzeda on a simple level, and also the cause of the Gzeda on a spiritual level. On a simple level, as it says in the Megillah, the story that Mordechai le'yichra v'lo yishtachve, Mordechai didn't want to bow down to Haman, and that Haman recognized that it's not because of who Mordechai was himself as an individual, but it was because of Am Mordechai, Ashahu Yehudi, that a Yid, the Nekudas Hayadus, the Pintel Yid, does not allow a Yid to bow down to Haman, and therefore Vayamali Haman Chema. That is what was disturbing him, the Pintel Yid, and therefore he wanted to, God forbid, Lahashmu, this Kol Yehud, and wipe out all the Yidden. Regarding what Chazal see here, Chazal tell us that because earlier, Hishtachvu L'Tzelem, Yidden bowed down to a Tzelem, even if it was only externally, but nevertheless, the fact that that happened means that the Nekudas Hayadus, the Pintel Yid, was not fully expressed in the behavior of Yidden. Because when the Pintel Yid is fully expressed, Alter Rebbe tells us in Tanya, so then even in the external garments of the soul, which are Machshava, Dibur, or Maise, even in just the external behavior of a Yid, you will not do anything, even without any amuna, a belief in this idol, you will not, Chas V'Shalom, do anything to bow down to it. So the fact that Yidden bowed down to Atzelem Mardechai knew, Mardechai Yoda is Kol HaShanasa, that this is the source of how this decree was brought about upon Yidden. And therefore Mardechai understood that the way to nullify this decree is to awaken by the Yidden the Nekudas Sayahados, and that it should be effective in their life and their behavior, even down to Machshavah Dibur HaMaisa. So with this we can understand, when Mardechai saw the little children expressing their Amunah and the Eibishter in the three psukim that they said, this was the great joy of Mardechai, that he saw that the Yidden, the children, have the Nekudas HaYados is clear by them, and it's even being expressed, and then therefore they have even a readiness for Mesidas Nefesh B'Poel. That was the source of the excitement, that he knew that this will overcome the Gzeira of Haman. Now here, when you look at the three psukim that the children said, the order of these psukim, we see that they're going from a basic level of the Amun of a Yid, of a child that's being educated as at a young age, as a beginner, and then as he matures, even more and more. In the first pasuk, where it says, Al tira mipachat pisam v'mishayis desham kisavai, so it speaks about an actual danger, an actual terror that Yidden could be afraid of that's coming. And the pasuk says, don't fear. And it doesn't give any explanation. This refers to the child that's at the youngest age, where he doesn't have any understanding or an explanation for why this is so. But this is natural for every single Yid in his nature. A Yid is a maimon betivoy, and he instinctively believes in Hashem because he knows everything is for the good. You're in Hashem's hand regardless of what will be. That's the first and basic level of Amunah that was expressed by the first child. The second child, and here, this child says that Ani Karisi Ayoin Ubezeh HaPasuk Amadati, because this is a child that's not like the first one that was just a beginner and learned one pasuk, learned this basic point of Amunah. But here this is a child that's able to learn and understand already on his own, and therefore he's being educated on a higher level. So he says the pasuk of Utsu Eitzu V'Sufa Dabra Dove V'Lo Yakum, which means that Hashem, it's not only that you're in the hands of Hashem, and no matter what, it's good. But no, Hashem will actually get rid of the bad plans, and he will destroy whatever words Goyim say and devise against Eden. And he gives an explanation, Ki imanu keil, meaning that this is a child that's on a level that he's able to understand it and explain it with certainty. And then comes the third child, that's even on a higher level in his education, where the child says the pasuk of Atzikna Anihu, Atzev Aniespol, Aniesisi, Vaniesov, Aniespol, Vamalet, which refers to a person even when he is getting older and he's in his very old age, the Eibishter still stands with him, carries him, takes care of him, saves him. And what this pasuk is saying is that every Yid knows that regarding all things that are in nature, including his very own age, that he doesn't have to be afraid of anything that may happen to him, because Hashem will always be there to care for him and to save him from everything. And this is a child that's on the highest level in his chinuch when he realizes that everything in nature is all in the hands of Hashem and he has nothing to be afraid of. So this is the point that the Medrash is saying here, that when Mardechai heard the psukim that these children were saying, this was the great simcha that he saw, that their emunah and their readiness for Mesidas Nefesh is whole and complete. And the diak here that the Medrash points out is that where did he encounter them? Show you boim mi beis sefer, that they were coming out from school. What this means is that not only in the school, over there, they're being inspired in an environment where there's Kedusha, where there's Teira, but even when they come out and they're in the street, and then when they go into their homes and they bring this message with them to their parents, that here, and they awaken this koyach of Emunah and Mesidas Nefesh by all Yidden, this was the Besura Teiva that Mardechai heard, that he knew that he doesn't have to be afraid of anything that Haman devised. And this is why Mardechai then went to take this that he heard from the children and then inspire all of Klal Yisrael. And he went and he screamed and cried, Zaka Gedailo Mara, that the Yidden should then develop and bring out this Mesidas Nefesh and their readiness to Poel Mamish from Mesidas Nefesh. This also explains, it gives an added explanation to what Chazal tell us, Kimu v'kibla Yehudim, Kimu ma shekiblu kfar, that Yidden accepted Teira by Matan Teira, but there's a Midor, Rabbe Loi Raise, that the acceptance then wasn't full and complete. Because then, when Yidden said Nasa v'nishma, it was an expression of the Neshama that was a result of Kof Aleim Harka Gigis, a revelation from above. And the Yidden expressed a potential readiness for Mesidas Nefesh. But here, at the time of the Gzeira of Haman, here there was an actual Mesidas Nefesh that Yidden expressed here, Neshama Beguf, Lamato, in this world that came from themselves, from below. And here you see this also regarding the children. They're just like by Matan Torah, then the Medrash tells us that it's b'mneinu ha'reivim b'adeinu. It's the children. They're the ones that are the guarantors for the future for Klal Yisrael, and they're the ones that are the cause that reveal the amunah in all Yidden. So too, over here, by the story of the Gzeiris Haman, it was the children that were the ones that had ingrained in them this Mesidis Nefesh, and they're the ones that brought this Mesidis Nefesh into Klal Yisrael. And this, therefore, this was the time when this was the Vekibbala Yehudim, the full acceptance of Yidden through the children that are the guarantors of Klal Yisrael. So from this, we have the lesson for all generations, especially in the time of Vikas of the Meshicha, coming to the time right before Mashiach, when we're still Avdei HaShveirish, that you have to look at the little children, the education of the children, and especially when they're born in Beis HaSefer. The youngest children, even at a very young age, have to be taught the amunah, the basic amunah in Hashem, not to be afraid of anything. As the Baal Shem Tov told his son, the Baal Shem Tov's father, that is, Rabbi Eliezer, told him, the Baal Shem Tov, when he was only a child, at 5 years old, that he should be fear nothing and nobody, only the Eibishter alone. And then when children are taught this at a very young age, even before they can understand anything, then you ingrain in the children this amunah, and then you teach them the next level of the next pasuk of Utsu Eitza, and also Adziknani, who has explained before that this should be ingrained in the child with certainty. And this should become psukecha. Teach him these psukim properly, he should understand it, even with the points that it says also in Chassidus about this, that he should see the amunah that there are in these psukim. And then the children bring it home to their homes, and they influence their fathers and the families in Klal Yisrael, and this guarantees the Hemshech of Torah amongst Yidden. And then through the little children, as it says, as will be through Elio and Navi, that will tell the children to go and persuade their parents, we will come to the Yoyim HaGadol V'Hanoira, Yoyim HaShem HaGadol V'Hanoira, bringing to the Geula, Amitis V'Hashleima, Yidei Mashiach Tzidkenu, B'Korev Mamash.